This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Don't you like having free will, though? Isn't that part of it?
Oh, my God. We're already in the middle of an argument, and we haven't even started.
Right, you're right.
So it's the dude in Colorado. Like, there's a story of a man who walks up to a bunch of girls on a beach and tells them to cover up their bodies. So when you hear that headline, we're all assuming, like, Florida, California. It's Colorado. It's happened here.
We have a beach?
Well, you live near Aurora Res, man. Yeah, there's a beach out there.
Right there. I'm on Aurora Res.
You're not, man. You're not even close. You bought the wrong version of houses. You're two levels down in Lennar Homes from the ones that are beachside.
But I can still see the water, so I'm...
Only if you get on your roof.
Uh-huh. But I can still see...
Anyway, does it say anywhere where it was? It looks like Chatfield or... You can just see the mountain so clear in it.
We were trying to just because you can see the water, the beach, and there's stones and boulders on the beach. So it looked like Catalina.
So it feels like it's out west farther. Is Roxborough have Chatfield's by Roxborough Park, I think, sort of. I'm blowing my Colorado native status right now.
It's Bear Creek.
But there are beaches where you can sunbathe here in Colorado.
And that's what they were doing.
A group of teenagers were sitting there, and then this other dude comes up, and you immediately presume him to be
crotchety old guy.
Right. He's not. What would you estimate? Aaron's got the video up. You're staring at him. What do you think? He's like 20 something?
I would say maximum 35.
I guess like 24.
I wouldn't put him over 30.
I'd say like 30.
Okay. As he walks up,
he's got tats.
He's young. He looks like a frat boy. He's not too bad of shape. But the eight girls are all just on the beach together in their swimsuits, and he says, in a nice tone,
"You're gonna get." This is where the argument started. Where Aaron's like, "Don't you believe in free will or whatever?" Okay, he says, "Take young eyes into consideration. They don't need to see pornography right in front of them. You're flaunting your stuff."
Yes.
I am ending, and I'm not going to say anything. T-Hack said off air he's been to Chatfield recently.
Yeah, I did for the one and only time.
Okay,
and I had my young son with me, who's almost two, and there were a lot of very revealing swimsuits, mostly on the backside. I would say like there's a bikini, and now the trend is a thong.
Does that upset you?
Personally, no. But when I do have my young son with me, it's like. It's a little uncomfortable, I would say.
I don't know how to.
They have the right to dress however they want.
Yes.
But I can't just tell my son, look away. Like, he's too young to understand.
For sure. I understand that.
You know?
I think part of it comes to parenting. And granted, your son is too young to fully understand. But it's like this dad, if he has kids, needs to teach his kids to mind their business. And you can't control what other people wear.
I mean, seeing a butt, this is where I get into, like, Americans are really pent up.
Yeah.
We really are. Like, if seeing a butt gets you so out of your head aroused that you might do something bad, you're in trouble.
That's on you.
It is on you.
Yeah.
Like, we're so obsessed with relations that just the idea of side boob is like, she's asking for it. And it's like, no, she isn't.
Amen.
She's just wearing something that makes her feel hot. mm-hmm. or makes her feel fit or makes her feel whatever. She's not projecting that at you. That's for her. So,
but once it's in a public area, it's not just for her, right?
It is, because
she's comfortable in it. If she wants to flaunt her body, she has the right. Or he, if he wants to do it too.
That's what I was going to say. So what happens when a guy wants to pull down in front a little bit?
He can pull down as long as his genitals aren't out. A butt is not a genital. It's not. And neither is a boob. It's not. Like, I see how, like, Tiak is kind of triggered, and I like that you're this way because you want to protect your
kid.
Well,
and it's changed since I'm a new dad.
100%.
So these are different things that I haven't really thought of before. When we go and we were close, so we weren't invading their space or anything,
right?
But there were people, women, young women in front of us who were standing up, and since they're in front of us, their butts were right in front of us, and I can't tell my son.
Don't
well,
look.
She's a woman and she has a right to, and he's too young. He's just looking.
So then you just gotta move.
To where, though?
Res, I guess.
Wait, that's my reservoir.
I mean, is there no, like, common ground of, like, maybe, so I'm just supposed to not bring my young son? Because other people want to dress however they want to dress.
Yeah, who's got the priority here at a public beach?
Like, that doesn't seem fair, but it also doesn't seem fair that, well, you can't wear what you want to wear.
Correct.
So right. I'm not saying that, but I...
So should they set up a thongless area on the beach?
Maybe like
a
kid's
area?
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Let me say this, and this will be the most ironic thing you've ever heard come out of my mouth on the radio in the history of this show. Watching that video, I was more upset at the language they were using. Coming from a guy who says the F word every other word, you're teenage girls, and it's just so unbecoming to have every other word be F. Like, it. Look at Aaron staring at, like, I need to stop saying it. I need to stop saying it as much as I do when I'm not on the air, but it's just my... But I was like...
I have to wonder, though, if these girls were just so, like, frazzled.
Yes.
That... So I'm not going to assume that they use that language everyday life.
Mm-hmm. They all were just saying it so much that I would have more concerns if I were T-Hack and I came and I sat my little boy down with his bucket and his shovel and it's like, let's make some sandcastles. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I effing love that guy. Did you see that effing? I'd be like, I don't even care about your thumb. Could you stop saying that word?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is coming from a guy who sat down at a Rockies game and a family was like, can you stop saying that word? And I'm like, the family section's over there, B.
Okay, I was about to bring this.
Oh, wow.
This is a great
example. It's before I had kids. I'm a rock star. My hair's down on my butt. I'm with my boys. We've been drinking. And we're just talking amongst ourselves, effing this, effing that.
Parents with their children sitting
around you. And they tapped me and they were like, my son's here. I'm like, great. Effing congratulations, right? Like, I don't care.
Okay, so that's kind of a good analogy.
But I hate that I did that now.
But you bought a ticket there.
I did.
Yeah. And where on the ticket did it say that you're not?
It doesn't.
Okay.
They do have a fan conduct policy, but if they were to pull me out by my hair for saying the F word, that'd be a problem because they do have an area where it's like, this is for family. So, and if you're in there, no one's drinking. No one's cursing. You're not. I was literally wearing a shirt with one word on it. It said F. The F word. That was the only. It's a black shirt with a white F. The F was backwards, so it wasn't offensive. I look back at that and go, "What an a-hole!" But
no,
I also look back at that and go,
right.
"Yes, I did, and I do have every right, mm-hmm. and those girls mm-hmm. have every right."
In fact, back to them, I thought they handled themselves awesomely. Well, outside of the swearing,
yes,
they didn't get it. There's like, dude, come on, just leave us alone.
Yeah.
Just stop. Please, we got it. Leave us alone. He was not, his tone stayed even too.
He did.
Yeah.
And it's not like they could do anything right that moment. They can't. They didn't bring other swimsuits with them. They're not going to just switch. So, like, got it for the next one. Thank you. Please leave us alone.
Right. But backing his play, he was trying to save these young souls and these young...
Which young souls? This is the thing that drives me nuts about society. He's trying to save young men at that moment.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And yes. I'm like, what are you doing? If you're trying to save young men, you know who you should be talking to? The young men.
Huh.
And if they're over there going, look at those butts, man, I'm going to get me some of that. You sit them down and have your speech and say they can dress however they want. If that turns you on, you need to remove yourself from the situation.
There you go.
Because you have no right to think of that woman that way. You don't know her. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. In fact, I'm glad those girls didn't get up and leave and go somewhere else.
I am too.
They had every right to stay there. And
I would say, so I have a son. I don't have a daughter. But even if I was there with my 2-year-old daughter, I would have felt the same way, I think.
That you didn't want her to see the butts?
No, yeah, because I didn't come for a butt show. I came to hang out at the beach with my family.
But if you're going to a beach,
there are bikinis. So it's just, the line
the trend
is slowly,
right now in bikinis.
The line is slowly moving, and I'm just, when does it stop?
Right.
Like the
dude, what happened to T-Hack? He's a DJ. You're a rock star.
Well, to me, just saying like, well, that's the trend now isn't.
I know.
That's, well, now the trend's to be naked. That's the trend. What are you going to do?
Not go to the beach. Or
they
not
do
go
that
to
in Europe all the time.
Yeah.
I don't live there.
Then you would, if you really want to avoid it, and this is like where I got
to
call Steve
to
out.
Me, no, and I'm not.
Like, it's the needs of the many over the needs of the one.
Thank you.
And it's like, or the few. It's like a bunch of people want this to be a nude beach, then it's a nude beach. And you don't get to come in and go, I don't like that. If you don't like it, don't go.
But this wasn't a nude beach. This was supposed to be an all-inclusive, everyone, common courtesy beach.
Right. But they're not nude. And they're doing what is completely accepted right now. Dude, I see both sides. And I love your fire as a dad. I think it's an amazing fire. What, you should keep that.
Over at Mile High or the football, the Broncos. Yes. What's that crazy section where everyone gets...
The South Stands used to be.
If you're buying a ticket in the South Stands, you know what you're walking
into. You have a reasonable expectation that you're going to get doused in beer. If there's a Raiders fan there, you're probably going to have words. You might get shoved. And it's like, you don't get to go to the South Stands and go, not today. It's the South Stands, man. You're right. Sorry, that's not fair. Don't care. That's the South Stands. And Chatfield has thongs.
But there's another area where you can go where it's not the South Stands.
Correct.
South Stands. So, but at the beach, so it, like a family area or something, that makes sense. And then it's like you're removing yourself or you're not removing yourself.
So this guy's an a-hole.
Because I would feel differently if I didn't have my kid with me. You know what I mean? Then I wouldn't be in the family section because I'm not.
Right.
Yeah.
But so all you want is a family section. So then your answer or that guy's answer should never have been to talk to the girls. They didn't make the rules.
Right.
Yeah.
Go talk to the boys.
Yeah.
Go talk to Chatfield Reservoir or whatever reservoir it is. But at no time do you talk to people who are well within the law. They have every right to wear whatever. Even if, like, I disagree wholeheartedly. If I saw them and they looked like they were Mia's age, and I'm like, that's way too young to sexualize yourself that much. But that's not my place. I'm not your dad. So, bye. Like, you don't get to...
What's the difference between if I'm about to see someone get hit by a car and I run and push them out of the way and save their life, or I walk up onto girls on a beach and explain... I think in their minds, they're doing the same... It's like
you're not, it's pretty, if you're saying, I want to help you guys to not get assaulted.
Talk to the assaulters.
Yes.
Is that
that's the gross thing is we've accepted for so long that a woman can present herself as asking for it. And it's like that mentality has to go away. Like,
and I agree wholeheartedly with that. I'm not worried about my son being triggered or it's not anything like that.
You don't want him to see a butt.
I just think I wish there was more common courtesy just from everyone in society of like, this is a shared space, so I will act accordingly. I won't swear because I see there's a kid there, or I will swear because there aren't kids around, or just more of a common courtesy type of attitude.
And when you say it that way, I completely agree because I've seen situations where there's like a line of kids and everybody waiting and it's 25 feet from the door of an establishment and some guy will light up a cigarette and go like, it's my right. I'm 25 feet. And it's like, yes, it's your right. You're standing amongst 20 kids. Don't be a jerk. Like, there's a time when you're right and there's a time where you're morally right.
See, I look at it differently. I go, why do those parents have all these kids line up next to the smoking section?
Well, but now the smoking section has become everywhere 25 feet away. But you're right. I guess we're all wrong as parents at this point.
Why are you having kids?
Yes.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.